One, two. Bottom, yep.
Some people respect them. Most everybody loves to hate them. But the game could not exist without umpires. It's the most important role in baseball for some, and a calling for those who can handle the responsibility and the pressure.
I tried coaching for a bit and didn't enjoy that very much, and then was just umpiring as a way to make ends meet and pick up a few extra dollars here and there, and found I really enjoyed it and had some guys around me encourage me to pursue it.
That's Barry Larson, a 27-year-old professional umpire from Lewiston, Idaho. He's been in the minors for 7 years, working his way up through rookie and single-A ball to reach double-A, where this season he ran an umpire crew in the vast Texas League. If he's lucky, he's got 3 more years in the minors before maybe being selected by the major leagues. I met up with Barry and fellow umps Brad Lawhead and TJ Newport several times this season when they worked games at Wolf Stadium, home of the San Antonio Missions.
Ball!
Many umps struggle with the hardships of the job. Brad Lawhead has 4 years into the game and only makes $2,300 a month. The guys only get a $27 a day food allowance. Of course, umps in the minors are only paid for 6 months out of the year, so they have to find other jobs during the off-season. The Texas League is geographically huge, stretching as far west as Midland, Texas, and as far east as Little Rock, Arkansas. When the games end, the crew hops into a minivan and drives into the night to their next ballpark. Brad doesn't look forward to the trips.
We've got a series that's not going to be fun. We go from Little Rock to Midland, so 11 hours there, and then we go from Midland back up to Wichita. We'll be driving about 24 hours in 4 days.
But Barry, Brad, and TJ keep at it, season after season, with the hope that one day they'll snag one of only 70 spots for umpires in Major League Baseball, and there is very little turnover. Once they make it to the majors, umpires stay in the job for 3 decades or more. For Barry and his crew, their quest to call games in the show began at professional umpire school.
I've never seen a father go to the maternity room of a hospital and point to a kid over there in crib number 3 and say, "Hey, fellow, you see that guy over in crib number 3? Someday he's going to grow up to be a major league umpire."
That's Jim Evans, owner and founder of the Jim Evans Academy of Professional Umpiring, one of only 2 accredited umpire schools in the country. Evans grew up in East Texas and started umpiring for Little League games as a teenager. He later graduated from UT Austin and started umpiring in the Florida State League. By the age of 24, he'd made it to the show, working as an umpire in the American League. For nearly 30 years, he served as an umpire in 4 World Series, 7 League Championship Series, and 3 All-Star Games. His curriculum focuses on the rules and the physical demands of making the right call.
An average fastball, it only takes 48 hundredths of a second from the time it leaves the pitcher's hand till it hits the catcher's mitt. And from the point of the plate to the catcher's mitt, if you're assuming that's about 3 feet, that's 3 hundredths of a second. And if you don't see that pitch for that last 3 hundredths of a second, you're going to have timing problems. And when you have timing problems on our borderline pitches, you're going to miss some of them. So we try to teach people how to use their eyes properly.
Also, Evans teaches his students how to deal with arguments on the field. He and his staff role play as angry managers and players in practice games.
Hopefully, most of the arguments that occur with these guys are when you're right. I've been challenged many, many times, and fortunately, most of them was when I was right. And so you've got to know how to defuse a situation rather than incite it and pour gasoline on it.
After the course, students are evaluated by PBUC for positions in the minors, and the competition is fierce. Barry Larson was one of only 6 umpires in his class of 120 to get a job in the minors. It's late August. Barry and his crew are in San Antonio for their final series of a long and difficult season. Tonight's game is between the hometown Missions and the Midland Rockhounds. Brad covers first base, TJ's at third, and Barry's behind the plate calling balls and strikes.
Hey! 2-1.
In the bottom of the 5th with 2 out, the Missions threaten with bases loaded. The batter rips a ball into deep left center.
I'm staying here!
Right! Catch it! 2-2-2-2!
Barry holds his position and covers home plate, but the ball is caught by Midland. TJ's there to observe the catch. The game ends with a Missions victory, and no opposition to the umpires by managers or players. Back in the locker room, the guys reflect on the game and the close of the season. For TJ, 6 months on the road away from his fiancée has taken a toll on their relationship, and he's not sure if he'll return next year.
You know, I've had a lot going on at home. It's been tough to sometimes, you know, leave that all at the hotel or in the locker room. And I'm looking at other opportunities right now, and we'll see how those go. And, you know, I'll have a talk with my fiance, and we'll see where we'll go from there.
If the Professional Baseball Umpire Corps decides that Barry isn't ready for AAA, it could mean the end of his career. In 1996, PBUC instituted what's known as the retention policy. It gives them the option to release any player in AA or AAA after 3 years in either league, if Major League scouts aren't showing enough interest.
I'm very optimistic. We had an evaluation maybe 2 weeks ago, and that's, you know, if we think this is stressful, that's the most stress for us, because we know that they're watching our every move. I think we did a good job. We all had, you know, positive evaluations, and yeah, I'm looking forward to going to AAA if there are spots open, and, you know, if not, then we'll make a decision from there.
As the season ends, Brad and TJ head home for some time off. Barry moves on to work the Texas League playoffs, part of his obligation as a crew chief, and perhaps another chance to showcase his talents to Major League scouts.
Hit! Out!
For Texas Public Radio News, I'm Terry Gilday in San Antonio.